U.S. health agencies this month released the results of a survey on the use of complementary and alternative medicine, known as CAM. The report confirms that CAM practices, which include health products and therapies that aren't generally considered part of conventional medicine, are frequently a part of Americans' health care regimens.
38% of American adults are using some form of complementary and alternative medicine to help with their health. 4 out of 10 adults, approximately.
Dr. Josephine Briggs is director of the National Center for Complementary and Alternative Medicine, NCAM for short, which is part of the U.S. National Institutes of Health. She says the new survey provides the most current, comprehensive, and reliable source of information on Americans' use of unconventional remedies, such as medicinal herbs, acupuncture, yoga, meditation, massage, and chiropractic or osteopathic manipulation.
The most common reason why people turn to complementary and alternative medicine in our survey results is chronic back pain. Far and away the leading reason to use complementary and alternative medicine. Neck pain, joint pain, headache, all these other conditions are also given as common reasons. But chronic back pain is the leading reason.
As the federal government's lead agency for scientific research into CAM therapies, the center funds hundreds of projects and trials, supports training for researchers, and encourages integration of proven CAM therapies into conventional practice. Briggs says another important part of NCAM's mission is to publicize news and information about complementary and alternative medicine and to promote discussions about it between patients and their healthcare providers.
It is very important that people talk to their physicians and other healthcare providers about their use of complementary and alternative medicine. We performed a survey together with AARP on this issue, and we were surprised to learn that as many as two-thirds of the people who were using complementary and alternative medicine weren't telling their doctors about it. And we think this is a very sizable concern. A dialogue about complementary and alternative medicine is a very key part of safe and integrated care.
It is so important that NCAM has launched a national education campaign to encourage doctor-patient dialogue on these unconventional health practices. And that's today's Health Brief. I'm Rob Sivak.